Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the History Behind the Hymns podcast. This is episode number one. I am your host, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. I happen to be one of many Christians who still loves the old hymns of the faith, even more than many modern Christian songs. For the past 33 years or so, my wife and children and I have sung the old hymns of the faith during our family devotion time each morning. Over the years, we have used an independent Baptist hymn book, a National Baptist hymn book, and a Southern Baptist hymn book to sing the old hymns of the faith. And we have sung the old hymns of the faith with traditional Methodist churches online as well. The old hymns of the faith have been a tremendous source of blessing and encouragement to my heart down through the years. The purpose of this podcast, beloved, is to encourage you to dust off your old hymn book and experience the power and blessing of well-written hymns based upon sound doctrine for the glory of God that will strengthen your faith. Today's history behind the hymns passage of Scripture is 1 John 4:8, which reads, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." The history behind the hymn quote for today is from Dr. J.C. Ryle. He said, "Good hymns are an immense blessing to the church. They train people for heaven, where praise is one of the principal occupations." The quote in connection to today's hymn is from St. Augustine. He said, "God loves each of us as if there were only one of us." Our chosen or featured hymn for today is "The Love of God" by Frederick M. Lehman. Now, I first heard this beautiful hymn many years ago when I was preaching in Jamaica. And right before I preached, a young, beautiful lady got up to sing, and she sung this song, and it was the first time I had heard it, even though I had been saved a while. And I remember that she was beautiful because I was still single at the time. And the song, not her, seriously, the song blew me away, brought tears to my eyes. And I have never forgotten this song. And the older that I have gotten in the Lord, I am floored. I am amazed over and over again at the great love of God. I really am. I stand in amazement, not only at His grace, but His love. And I hope you do as well. The Love of God hymn by Frederick M. Lehman goes like this. I can't sing it, so don't worry. I believe that the producer of this podcast, my baby daughter, Danielle Elizabeth Breedlove White, will have it sung for you on this podcast, or at least a link that you can go to hear it sung. If you have never heard it before, and if you are a Christian, I guarantee you it will blow you away. Be that as it may, here are the words. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. When hoary time shall pass away, and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who here refuse to pray, on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong, redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints' and angels' song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song. Now, beloved, here is the history behind the hymn, The Love of God, according to Al Smith's Treasury of Hymn Histories. If you do not have it, you need to get a copy of that book. Frederick M. Lehman was a California businessman that lost everything through business reversals. He was forced to spend his working hours in manual labor, working in a Pasadena packing house, packing oranges and lemons into wooden crates. Not an ideal environment for writing love songs, but this was the environment the Lord chose to use. Mr. Lehman was a Christian who rejoiced in his salvation. He was so moved by a Sunday evening sermon on the love of God that he could hardly sleep. The next morning, the thrill of the previous evening had not left him as he drove to the packing house. The makings of a song began to come together in his head, with God's love as the theme. Throughout the day, as he packed oranges and lemons, the words continued to flow. Perhaps he jotted down words on various pieces of broken crate as he went along. He could hardly wait to get home and commit these words to paper. Upon arriving home, he hurried to his old upright piano and began arranging the words and composing a melody to fit them. He soon had finished two stanzas and the melody to go along with them. But now, what was he to do? In those days, a song had to have at least three stanzas to be considered complete, a far cry from the songs of our day that only need have three words. He tried and tried to come up with a third stanza, but to no avail. The words just would not fall into place. And so, my beloved, in our next episode, we will look at part two of the history behind the hymn, The Love of God. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, as you know, Lord, I stand in amazement at your love and your mercy and your grace. I praise you and I thank you for loving such wretched people as we are. I thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. And I pray that, Lord, that you'll help us, those of us who have believed on you, to love you back and to prove our love to you by being obedient to you, for you have said, if you love me, keep my commandments. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, this hymn honors God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to get to know him today and trust him as your Savior, here is how. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. You have broken God's commandments, his Ten Commandments, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We have lied before. We have stolen things before. We have taken God's name in vain before. All of us have sinned against God. You have and I have. We're all guilty before God and we deserve hell. Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty for sin. For the Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin. Our bodies go to the grave. Our soul goes to hell if we have never trusted Christ as Savior. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. You don't have to do anything else. You have already done enough. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states very plainly in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, beloved, hell is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will save you. If you're ready to trust Christ as Savior and pray that prayer called the Sinner's Prayer and be saved today, please follow me in prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after and coveted after people and things before. I have taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored my parents. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend, thank you for listening to the history behind the hymns. May God bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Ascribed by a dream.